Ministry of Local Government and the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, in collaboration with the Netherlands Embassy, is to establish a state-of-the-art engineering landfill site at Ashalaja in the Gasouth Municipal Assembly in Accra. This is a final disposal site to manage waste and turn it into energy. According to Deputy Minister of Local Government, Emmanuel Ejekum, the site will help to curb the sanitation problem facing Accra. Rukia Tumusa and Edem Nyavo have the details.
The engineering landfill site is part of the three engineering landfill sites in the Gasouth municipality. Two of the sites are owned by private companies, while the other will be owned by government. The proposed engineering landfill site will have three transfer sites where the waste will be disposed of, separated, compressed, before dumping into the final disposal landfill site. The Deputy Minister of Local Government, Emmanuel Ejekum, said the site will add value to waste and turn it into energy.
When we talk about engineer landfill site, we're talking about technologies like trying to segregate waste, trying to add value to waste, doing something like trying to make sure that at least something small is going to be disposed without being used again. It's not like just going to dump waste. That's the leachate will go down to spoil or destroy water bodies and those things. No, this will be properly taken care of. We'll have a system in place. We could probably have this one, waste to energy, which we have discussed with the Netherlands consultants. It's possible we can do waste to energy, not only by using tin gas, but also probably using plasma gasification on our side.
The first secretary, water and sanitation, at the Netherlands Embassy, Fred Smith, said the embassy will assist government to complete the landfill site in Accra and further help the regions to turn waste into a profitable venture.
Energy is money. The country needs energy. The country also needs compost. And part of the waste of Accra can be turned into compost, which can be used by the farmers. So this is a kind of technology that we are ready to assist the government with to introduce and implement in Ghana at a large scale. We start in Accra, but we are also willing to assist the government in other parts of Ghana.
A visit to one of the transfer sites at Oblogo in the Gasouth Municipal Assembly, the chief executive of JSO Group, William Stanley Owusu, who is the manager of the site, said the site will handle about 2,000 tons of waste from Accra.
We've identified this particular place and another place at Gar Central, which will be able to basically handle a total of up to about 2,000 tons of waste between the two areas. Now, just at the top there, what we're also doing is, in the process of basically looking at turning waste into energy, got extremely successful pump tests from the old landfill site, which was earlier at Oblogo here. That has been capped, and we've got extremely successful pump tests to basically put the methane into the grid for energy.
An engineer for JSO Group, Alex Atubre, said the engineer landfill site at Oblogo, when completed, will turn methane gas into electricity, which will produce about 1 to 2 megawatts of power for between 15,000 to 20,000 households in the Oblogo area.